For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Roger Humphreys is chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine. Roger, we spoke some months ago about the RAMPART study. Remind me what that is and about some conclusions that the multi-center study has reached.
Yes, Greg. Well, the RAMPART study stands for Rapid Anticonvulsant Medication Prior to Arrival Trial, and it was a pre-hospital study to find a better way to treat status epilepticus, which is a condition that happens when seizures aren't stopping on their own. And so this study was conducted from 2009 to 2011 in Fayette County and 16 other academic medical centers across the country. And it was the pre-hospital administration of one of two treatments. The standard treatment was intravenous lorazepam versus the intramuscular midazolam. And the whole goal was to find the best way to treat seizures so that they would be stopped before the patient got to the emergency department. The study was published last week in the New England Journal of Medicine, and we're happy to report that the intramuscular route was actually found to be superior to the intravenous route, which is the usual way that seizures have been treated up until now. So this is an important advance for treatment of seizures, especially dangerous seizures. And it probably will change the practice of patients before they get to the hospital, and it could even eventually change the practice of the treatment of seizures even in the home for pediatric patients or adult patients that have seizures that aren't stopping on their own.
I'm speaking with Dr. Roger Humphreys of the Department of Emergency Medicine at UK. Roger, this aspect of being able to treat in the home and the fact that intramuscular injections work better than intravenous makes me think of perhaps there's an analogy to the EpiPen for people with allergies?
Exactly, yes. For some time now, the auto-injectors of epinephrine have been available to treat life-threatening emergencies, life-threatening allergic reactions that happen in the home, and those are safely used and have saved the lives of many, many patients. And so this is similar to that in that the anti-seizure medication midazolam could be used in an auto-injector form safely. Now, we're a little ways away from that. There's some regulatory steps and probably a couple years before those could be available. But this study supports the use of that overall in that the intramuscular route, just like, you know, when patients get immunizations in the doctor's office, that route is fast and safe and very effective in stopping seizures.
And therefore, somebody, a lay person who's not a nurse or doctor, could easily be trained to use this in an emergency situation.
That's exactly right.
Now, this was part of a multi-center study. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It was funded by the National Institutes of Health, and we were very fortunate at the University of Kentucky to participate in this trial and very thankful of the citizens of Fayette County that they supported this research before it began. It was conducted under the exception from informed consent rules, which govern some emergency research.
Is there going to be any follow-up, or is this the conclusion of the study?
This also has implications for treatment of other conditions that in which seizures happen, such as in a terroristic event using some of the things that cause seizures, such as the nerve gas agents and other things. So it has widespread implications, and we're very excited about the results of the trial.
Dr. Roger Humphreys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis on medicine is available as a podcast at wuky.org.